Good morning, church. I am humbled to be before you again this morning as we come to worship the Lord together. Let me begin then by prayer before we continue with the preaching of the Word of God. Great and wonderful God, King of glory, we are thankful, Lord, to be in your presence again this morning. Thank you, Father, for granting us the opportunity to speak your words, regardless of situations and the things that happen in our lives. Here we stand, O God. Your people have got different challenges, but you have brought us together this morning for the sake of your word. Because of Christ, we stand, O God. Speak this morning. May we hear your word, O God, in Jesus' name. Open our ears and our hearts that we may receive this blessing that comes from your holy word, O God. We ask all this in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. With the rise of the false church, we have seen how the devil or Satan has replaced Christianity with some kind of superficial Christianity. What the devil does, he decentralizes the word of God from the church. We see how people view the word of God these days. We can see how people have lost the truth that only the word of God, only scripture alone is God's sufficient power which brings the Holy Spirit to regenerate someone to life. Scripture and scripture alone is God's sufficient instrument whereby the Holy Spirit changes lives. Only the word of God grows us in Christ. The word of God shapes us. It directs us. It shapes our prayer. It shapes our worship. So with that in mind, please turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. Something very special that this verse says this morning. And the title of this message, Why the Word of God? Or Why the Word? Hebrews chapter 4, we're only going to read verse 12. It reads as follows. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. May the good Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. The text before us, Bazalane, is indeed a text that points us to the main point of this chapter 4. You read the book of Hebrews. When you come to chapter 4, you get the main point of chapter 4, that there is a blessed rest. There is a blessed rest in which we who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ have entered into. In other words, we are made partakers in Christ, partakers of the new birth. What we see here is like there's a comparison. You can say, unlike the Jews of the past, they hardened their hearts towards the word of God which Moses preached to them in the wilderness. They will not believe the word of God, and consequently they did not enter into rest. The Bible tells us that because of their unbelief, they did not enter into rest. Because they hardened their hearts. So the whole Bible, as you read from the first pages of the Bible throughout to the last page of the Bible, we can see that the Bible teaches us that one needs to believe and obey the word of God. Which is why then, if you believe in the word of God, you are in Christ. And those who are in Christ, the Bible says, they have entered into rest. It makes a comparison. It makes a comparison with the rest which God entered into after God created the world. So just as God stopped working on the sixth day and had rest on the seventh day, we come to Christ. We find rest in Christ because Christ creates us anew. Remember when the world was created, the Bible tells us that it was formless and void. Darkness covered the whole thing, and the Spirit of God was hovering on the surface of the deep. Picture that situation. And now think, the same way God created that world as we see today, Christ created us anew. In other words, our hearts are also formless and void and without anything good in it, but now the Spirit of God comes in and creates us anew and say, let there be light, and things start to spring forth and you can see things happening. So one needs to hear the word of God. One needs to believe the word of God. Romans 10 verse 14 says, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? So someone needs to hear the word. But now the Bible also tells us that the very same way sanctify us through and through. Listen to what Jesus Christ says as he prays for us, and he's praying to God in John chapter 17, verse
17.
And he says to God the Father, sanctify them in the truth, your word is truth. Look at these verses that I've read before you. You can see why Sovereign Grace Bible Church is so saturated in the Word of God. Why we are so Bible centered. You come to this church, the first thing you notice is the love of the Word of God. We read the Word of God out loud, publicly, avoiding any kind of interference. We sing the Word of God. Our hymns are dripping with the gospel. We pray the Word of God. We preach the Word of God. And we advise each and every person to live by the Word of God. To walk in the manner worthy of the gospel. To walk in the light of Christ. Because we know there is a mystery in the Word of God, Bazalwane. It brings life. It creates anew. It raises from the dead. It rebukes and restores. It gives light in darkness. It gives strength, it gives direction, the Word of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, blessed rather are those who hear the Word of God and keep it. He continues to say, and he continues to say, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. I know what is your question. Where is he going? Follow, you will see. So this morning, the writer of Hebrews, he aimed to remind us then why the Word of God is so important to us. Why we need to hold the Word of God so dear within our hearts. Which is why my aim this morning is to answer the question, why the Word? Especially since, Bazalwane, it is the time of the year where most of you will be going home. Most of you we won't see until next year. Most of you will won't be engaged with a church, and you will not be hearing the Word of God or reading the Word of God. So what is it that can keep you obedient and keep you persevering through this season?
It's
a very challenging season, whereby many will lose their lives in the name of entertainment. And many will involve themselves in things they will never recover from. Me and Baba Mnyakeni went out and we preached. We went to another house on this other side. It was 2012, before December. We met a young man and his mother. We preached the gospel. They rejected the gospel. I think we went there more than 4 or 5 times. Pleading with them. Yes, Jesus. Come to life. Live. Turn away from your sins. December time, the young man took a trip for a journey, went home in the Eastern Cape. He began to make much of himself there. Buying alcohol and showing off his money. He did not make it back to Gauteng. They stabbed him, he died. These are the things happening during December. I was listening to radio, like this, and it's Ukhozi FM. And I heard some of the most terrifying things that you can hear people do during this season. And most of these things haunt these people forever. Some have got children, they don't know their fathers. Some are sick, they don't know why. But you can hear, there's many other things I cannot tell you they were talking about on the radio. Which is why then the psalmist, he asked a question, the psalmist, how can a young man, how can a Christian make his way pure? Then he answers, he says, by guarding it according to your word, O God. So here the writer of Hebrews, he argues, he says, since they did not take God's word into consideration, they did not enter into rest. So here he comes in verse number 12. He gives us the reason why those who will not obey the word of God will not enter into rest. But in a positive manner, he gives us also in the same verse why those who are in Christ and follow and obey the word of God will enter then or have entered into rest. Why? Only the word of God, and only the word of God gives us or brings us to rest, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Firstly, he says, the word is living. That is number one. The word is living. This tells us that the word of God is life and has life in it. It's the life-giving word. You look on the King James, the authorized, it says, the word of God is quick. It quickens the soul. It brings someone from the dead unto life. It causes a new life to spring forth from a dead soul. The Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter verse 23 of chapter number 1, we have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. So through the word, the Spirit of God infused unto us spiritual life, infused spiritual life to a fallen sinner. And once there is life, then the very same word of God now continues to sanctify the saved sinner. The word of God is living. It comes to a dead soul and gives life or birth unto life. The word of God continues to sanctify the saved sinner, conforming him to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 6 verse 63, Jesus says, the words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. The word is living. So for you to have life, you need the word. For you to continue to live,
you need the word. To keep on progressing in your life. You need the
weight. And my friends, I'm not talking about just reading the Bible like a novel. This speaks of receiving and understanding the gospel.
Immersing yourself in the gospel.
That's what we're talking about. Because the gospel, it is the power of God unto salvation. And unless the gospel is proclaimed, then the word of God is not preached and it cannot be known. So the writer of Hebrews here, Bazalwane, he draws our attention to this foolishness of Israel in the wilderness. The very same foolishness which repeated itself throughout history until the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, even today. The people did not receive the word of God by faith. And when the word of God is not received by faith, the word of God cannot make anything within your heart. It cannot bring life. It cannot make you alive. So their lack of faith on the word of God caused them to be disobedient to God. They failed to consider the word of God acting as God himself. The very same thing we see today, Bazalwane. The word of God is acting as God himself. That is why it says the word is living. God is living. The word is living. Christ is living. Christ is eternal. The very word then is eternal. In all seasons, what we need the word of God. So for that reason, we can see that the word's plan is for the sinner to have eternal life. Which is why, Bazaran, if you will persevere in the word of God, then you enter into his rest. And you continue to live. Because you are made alive by the living word of God, which proceeds from the mouth of God, the word of God that comes from heaven. The word of God which God sent to heal us. The word of God which God sent to deliver us from destruction. And the Bible tells us that the word of God became flesh and it dwelled among us. The word of God is living. So for us to say the word of God is living, we are saying it will achieve each and every purpose for which it is spoken by God. If we say the word of God is living, we are saying then God dwells with his people. He dwells within his people through his word. So what am I saying? Whether you will not be with us in these few days of holidays, Only the word is living to keep you alive. If you will move away from the word of God, you will die. If you move away from the gospel, you will look like you are still alive, but within you, you are rotten. So wherever you are, keep the word. Because firstly, it is living. But it is not only living. Secondly, the word is powerful. The Bible says it is active. The idea we are given there is that the word is at work. The word of God works miracles in the lives of God's people. Not only in bringing God's people into the knowledge of God, but also sustaining or keeping people of God in the knowledge of God. The word of God, Bazalana, is powerful. It has the power to transform our lives, but also the power to sustain the very transformed lives. You can remember in your own life when the word of God came, when you received the word of God in faith, it began to wrestle and battle against your sinful nature, trying to make you one of Christ. Displaying the power to destroy every part of sin, every part of the body of sin that is in you. Because of the word of God, various lusts are increasingly weakened in your life. Because of the word of God, many things are put to death in your life. It is the power of the word of God that sets us free from our self-righteousness. It sets us free from self-glorifying. It sets us free from self-seeking. So only the word of God will help you to think right. It does have that power to set you up that you only think about God and God alone. Just think about this thing. Think about this power of the word. It has the power to take the world out of you. Transforming you or translating you from the kingdom of darkness to the marvelous light of God. The power to infuse knowledge and wisdom and obedience unto you so that your mind and your heart will not conform to the standard of this world. Think about it this way. The world. The world is like a magnet. This world is like a magnet. It tries its best to pull you to itself, to attach you to itself. But the word of God is like the force of gravity. Once you have the word of God, there is no way that you can fly like a bird without coming down. That's what the power of the force of gravity does. So the word of God is the one that draws us and drags us to Christ, to draw us to be humble, to have the knowledge of God. But those who despise the word of God, the first thing you see, they begin to be so high. It's like they grow wings and feathers like eagles. Then they fly so high. But my friends, at the end of the day, they will crumble. And they will fall on the ground. And be destroyed. But the word of God will remain forever. So if we have the word of God, it is able to draw us like the force of gravity, keeping us to Christ. As the force of gravity keeping us to the ground. It is the word of God that powerfully works in us so that we may become obedient and faithful servants of God. It has the power to set us apart for God's purpose. So friends, why the word? Because we cannot despise the word of God. Because if we despise the word of God, we will not enter into his rest. And those who have already entered into his rest, it is impossible for you to joyride and forget the word of God. Because it is the word of God that drew you and brought you to rest in Christ Jesus. We look at the life of the Israel of the past. The reason why they did not enter, they despised the word. And there was no transformation within their hearts. So my friends, regardless of our church attendance, regardless of our profession of faith, those who despise the word of God, they are poor, they are dead. Because they do not have the transforming power of the word of God. The word of God has done nothing within their hearts. But we of the word, we remain in the word. Because the word is powerful. And you cannot divorce the word and remain active. It is impossible to stop that. You want to know why John is no longer a Christian? Because he divorced himself from the word of God. Because the word of God did not put him to rest with Christ. So we just called him a Christian. But it is impossible to divorce the word of God and remain active. So give the word of God enough time and dedication. Hear the word. Do the word. But the third thing is that not only the word is living, not only the word is powerful, but the word is sharp and discerning. The sharpness of the word is compared to a double-edged sword. A sword that is sharpened both sides. So the word of God has a cutting effect on the heart. That is why we want to keep the word of God. That is why we want to become the people of the word. We sing the word. We pray the word. We preach the word. All that we do is in terms of the word. It is sharp, it divides. The word of God, in other words, it's able to divide the things that we think they cannot be separated. Like spirit and soul.
Yeah,
we don't know how those things separate. Like the thoughts of men and the intentions of the heart. We don't know how those things separate. But the word of God is sharp enough to even separate those things that we think are indistinguishable. It penetrates to the heart of a person and causes a change. So it is compared to a sword that is sharp on both sides. But here is a mystery. If I cut you with a sword, you will remain with scars. But in the contrary, when the word of God cuts you, it does not leave scars, but it comes to take away the scars inside you that sin left in you. Listen to what happened here at Pentecost. You remember the Apostle Peter was preaching, and the word of God, we are told that it cut them to the heart. And they began to ask, brethren, brothers, what shall we do? So the word of God played like a dividing, a sword that divides something within the hearts of men, setting apart the good and the bad. It comes to separate the clouds and the vapor inside the heart of man. It takes away the confusion. It takes away the darkness. Separating you from the things that you like and uniting you with God. The Bible says it discerns the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. It discerns the hidden ambition and self-will of man. It discerns the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. So in other words, your heart becomes the playground of God's ways. In other words, whenever God wants to deal with the heart of man, He sends His ways. God, when He wants to deal with your heart, He sends what? His word. That is why a wise Christian will not divorce himself from the word. Why? God only used the word to deal with the hearts of men. Because the word is sharp.
it
cuts through by discerning that corruption and deceitfulness of the heart. It goes through and reaches to the deepness of the thoughts and the intentions of man. Do you have a problem with your heart? Hatred. Thinking evil things about other people. Lazy to pray. All those negative things. Do you have that problem? All you need is the word of God. Only the word cuts through and set you right. Only the word will bring that transformation in your life. That is why if you separate yourself from the word, your heart is not dealt with, and its rottenness just springs forth. Go to these churches. Look at the lives of the people. You know why those lives are rotten? Not only there, even us. If your life is rotten, it's because the word has not done transformation in your heart. All you need is the word. You cannot respect your mother. You cannot respect your parents. You cannot love your wife. You cannot honor your husband unless the word has taken part in your heart. Unless you have been transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have the problems? Go to Nigeria. Go to TB Joshua. Come back. You'll be the same. But if you're wise, you have a problem. Come to God through His word, through His Son. Tell me that is there anyone who can come to the presence of God and remain the same? Got problems? Here's the answer. The only way God deals with the heart. So why do I need the word? Because the word of God is like fire, says the Lord. It is like a hammer that breaks rocks into pieces. It is the lamp that guides us, a lamp on our feet. Only the word has the power to create in us something new. The word creates faith in you. Only the word is the bread for those who are hungry. It is not Jesus who says, man shall not only live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So He gives us His word so that we may be clean and be fit to stand before His presence. Why His word? Because God is concerned with our hearts. And only through the word God can deal with our hearts. Israel in the wilderness, they rejected the word of God and could not enter His rest. But you who have come to the Lord Jesus Christ, when you hear His word, you know that you hear Jesus speaking. When you obey His word, you know that you obey Him. In the same way, when you despise His word, you know that you despise Christ Himself.
How
So what am I saying, friends? If you don't have the word of God in the veins of your body, you will have no control this season. And when you don't have control in this season, you will have chaos in your life. Once you have chaos in your life, you will have disorder in the rest of your life. Which is why the word of God must penetrate through every fiber of your being. It should drive you to desire God, more of God. It should drive you to desire to be a better husband, to be a better wife, to be an obedient son, an obedient daughter. It must drive you to see yourself in the presence of God each and every time.
Because
the word of God deals with the heart. Why the word? Why the word all times? Because the word is living. The word is powerful. The word is sharp and discerning. The only thing that is necessary and needed from us to do, we must fall in love with the word of God. When you fall in love with it, get married to it. And when you get married, you know divorce is not allowed. And God will keep you through His ways, and you will find rest. Let's pray.
We thank you, O Lord, for your word. We thank you for your living word, your powerful word, for your word that's sharper than any double-edged sword, that is able, O Lord, to penetrate the deepest parts of the heart. That it was through it, O Lord, that we were able to leave our sins, that we were able, O Lord, to be strengthened by it day after day, that we know, O Lord, that your word will keep us, even in our old age, O Lord, even in any circumstances we might come across. But we know, O Lord, that your word will keep us. We thank you for it, O Lord, that you did not leave us, leave yourself without any witness. But you left your word for us, O Lord, to be able to know you through it, to be able to know your presence through it. So we thank you for it, O Lord. May your people, Lord, love it. May they be married to it, O Lord. May they rejoice over your word. May they seek it, O Lord, night and day, and teach it to their children and their families day after day, O Lord. We thank you for this message, O Lord, today. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion and authority before all times and now and forever. May the Church of God say Amen.
Amen.
Bazalwane, may the good Lord keep you.